This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil in the Bemidji studio. This is going to be fun and interesting. I have a candidate for the House of Representatives for Minnesota, District 2A. Bedal Duran is in the studio with me. Bedal, welcome. Good to see you.
Oh, good to see you too.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked a few times. I've seen you. Well, a lot of people remember your name because you ran for sheriff as well.
Yes.
And that was 2 years ago,
right? 2 years ago, yep.
Okay. And, of course, our good friend, your friend and mine, Jason.
Yes.
He ended up winning that contest.
And yep.
So forth, but it kind of gave you a taste of getting out there and putting up signs and campaigning, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you have any thoughts at that time if I don't win sheriff, I'm going to run for House? Was that on your mind at all? Or?
No. The reason why I ran for sheriff is because I was done complaining about a lot of the stuff that was going on.
Sure.
And I didn't want to be that guy just to complain and not do anything about it. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm glad Jason is where he is, and yeah. That's the right man for the job.
Good guy, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, then we know that Matt Grossel, who's been the state representative in 2A for a number of terms, he has decided not to run again.
Yes.
And, boy, that's good motivation. And, of course, his background is law enforcement. And let's just say here and now, that's obviously your background as well.
Yes. I've been in law enforcement for the last 11 years.
Okay. And military before that?
Yep. Military is in the United States Marine Corps before that for 4 years.
Okay. And currently you work for?
The Hubbard County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. And you were in the Bemidji City Police for how long?
Oh, yeah. I was there for 8.5 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, just about 8.5 years I was with Bemidji Police Department.
All right. You've been around it. You know, good, bad, the ugly, all that. And, of course, right now it's an interesting time for law enforcement. We'll get into that in a second. I think a lot of people do know, and might as well just share this, that there was an incident. Was that 2018 when that happened? There was a shooting and so forth?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. You've been very open about that. Just briefly explain what happened there.
Oh, yeah. I think it's something that people need to know and understand. And especially the severity of law enforcement and where,
yeah,
what these men and women are, you know, going through. I mean, every day, what
every
they
day.
Could be going through every day. Absolutely. So in 2018, I conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle, found out that there was a individual that had a warrant for his arrest. While placing that individual under arrest, he ended up pulling a firearm on me, a pistol. We ended up wrestling over that pistol for a short amount of time before I ultimately had to discharge my pistol,
sure.
Taking his life.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was in the news big time, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
And now that's in the past, but, you know, you got through that, and that wasn't easy, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't. And, you know, I think that's where you can attest to a lot of the camaraderie and around law enforcement. I have a lot of good friends that helped me through
yeah.
that time frame.
Well, and obviously since George Floyd, there's been just this massive microscope on all those kinds of things. And it really has taken on an ugly life of its own, you know, especially for law enforcement. And, you know, we're recording this on February 29th, Leap Day. And as we speak, 10,000 people, I think it was yesterday, 10,000 people were at that memorial service for those officers in the Twin Cities. I mean,
yes.
it's a huge issue these days.
You know, since the George Floyd, you know, and everybody has their own different opinion on the circumstances of that case, which I have my own as well.
As do I, yeah.
You know, so I think we're missing the point when we talk about George Floyd and whether or not that we are supporting the men and women around us that are keeping us safe. You know, how many times do we have bad encounters with individuals? It's actually a very small portion of the time
yeah.
that we deal with people on a regular, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, it could be one of 1,000 times that we have a bad interaction with the people. So
yeah.
you got to think about, we make, you know, 1,000 good calls to that one bad one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that just goes with the, you know, maybe the
goes with the territory.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So it's not, we're not always dealing with confrontations like the George
yeah.
Floyd or, you know, wrestling with people on a regular
yeah.
or what happened to me, because I think the last time it was 5 years before the last officer involved shooting prior to mine.
That's right.
You know, so, and I think it was 5 years before that, yeah. You know, so it's.
And thousands of interactions in between.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. How many times have I interacted with people since then and never had that situation?
Yeah.
But we need to start changing our mindset when it comes to law enforcement and understanding that this job is not easy. It's not a good, it's not a good feeling to have to go into some of these situations that we go into, but we do it anyways, because that's the name of the game. That's the job that we took, and that's the oath that we have.
Yeah. You know, you and I have been talking a little bit before we started to record, and you mentioned something. We were talking about the difference between Democrats and Republicans, and you made such an interesting comment about you see the left, the progressive left, driven so much by emotions. And that is exactly what happened with George Floyd and some of these other cases. The emotions come in there, and then they just feel like everything's just got to change. Everything is horrible. We've got to do this. We got to do that. And, you know, that's when you really can get into trouble, Bidal. I mean, that's kind of what you were talking about.
Oh, absolutely. It's drawing those lines between social justice and actual criminal justice, right? Like,
exactly.
When you look at things emotionally, you cut off a lot of illogical thinking that you have. And that is where we're starting to have a huge issue right now, especially with all the other issues that are going on in the state of Minnesota right now. You know, us as Republicans, we choose to think on a logical and a rational mindset.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is A, B, and C. You know, next has to be D, right?
That's
right. On an emotional platform, you're everywhere. It could be from A to D to, you know, B, back all the way to Z, you know, so you're all over the place. So you're not really thinking with a rational mind when it comes to this stuff. And that's the same thing with the George Floyd thing. If you really look at the evidence, you know, and you really dig into that case, it's hard to make a determination other than what should have happened.
Yeah, it takes the emotion out of it.
It takes the emotions out of this.
And you look at the legislature last year spending money like water, you know, and much of that was emotion driven.
Yes.
If only they had more money, we could solve that problem.
Yeah.
That's just, it just creates more problems, you know?
You can't throw money at a problem and think that we're going to solve it. That's an emotional mindset. If you just have this, you're going to feel better about the situation. No, how about let's actually dive into this and actually dissect the problem.
Exactly right.
And then fix the issue, you know, because it's going to take some time. It's going to take some hard work, but we can't give up on that.
Yeah.
We can't just say it's going to be something real simple for us to do. We can't throw money at problems and think that it's going to solve everything.
Yeah, let's just raise taxes, solve the problem. Same thing with the gun legislation. While you and I are sitting here recording, we know there's hearings again on more gun legislation. You know, the left loves, but that's emotional driven, isn't it, as well?
Oh, 100%.
Restrictions
that's
on guns.
That's not logical. Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to think with your emotions that, oh, hey, this big bad gun, it's a scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even know what that means.
I mean,
it's the person behind the gun that scares me.
Yeah.
You know? Because I know.
And why did he get so scary? What happened to him? And let's look at that.
Yes.
You know, what caused him to be this way?
When the gun got pulled on me in 2018. 100%. Was it the gun's fault, or was it the individual who actually pulled it on me?
Yeah. Now, you know, we could go all over here, but that individual, he was Native American. He was formerly from Red Lake, because they had kind of, is it right that he'd been kind of
as far as I know, that he was removed from the reservation up there.
Yeah, yeah. And during the run for sheriff, you were up in Red Lake.
Yes.
And you talked to many people from Red Lake. You put signs up there.
Yeah.
There was actually a good response.
Yeah.
People wanted to talk to you about it.
Yes.
This is so interesting.
Yeah.
You know, you had good conversations, didn't you?
Yeah, we can't run away from some of the issues that we have here. And I think that's what why we have such an issue is not a lot of people are willing to have these hard conversations.
Yes.
And, you know, I think we got to face them head on. You know, and my incident that I had was involved with a band member.
Yeah.
And those are some of the issues that I wanted to hit head on. So I went up to the reservation.
Yeah.
And I started door knocking. And
wow.
Everybody I went up there and I talked to were fabulous. They were
wow.
great people. And I can't believe that I was able to put signs up there because I've heard of all the negative stuff that was surrounding that incident. And every person that I talked to about that incident, they were just like, you had to do what you had to do.
Yeah.
You did the right thing. And most of them have watched the video. So,
sure,
I mean,
sure,
this
sure.
thing has been very public for a very long time.
Exactly,
you can't really, you can't say that, you know, you can dissect this thing any way you want to. But a lot of the people that I talked to up there, it was great to hear that because that gave me the confidence that I made every right decision I could have.
Yeah.
And a lot of them said that hey, I gave them more time than I should have, you know, in regards to that.
Well, so. You know, I think God has given you great courage, you know, to do what you're doing. And obviously 4 years in the Marines, we could talk stories. You were in Afghanistan and there was a very difficult deployment that you had there. Many, many died, you know?
Yes.
So you know about difficult things and being in the middle of that. Back to Red Lake for a second. Just recently, they had the State of the Tribe. Chairman Siki gave that. You were there.
Yes.
You went up there.
Yep.
And I think most people realize that if you get the endorsement for House 2A, which you probably will, coming up in April, right,
yep,
is the April. Endorsement, your opponent will be Reed Olson, who ran against Matt Grossel 2 years ago.
Yes.
He was up there as well,
yep,
right?
Yep,
and you
absolutely.
Know Reed. You've
yep.
talked to Reed. When he was on the city council, you were a police officer,
yep.
so you've had interesting conversations. But the chairman of the tribe was talking about Democrats and Republicans for a while. What did he say? I mean, you don't have to get a word for word. What basically was the message he said up there?
Well, to sum it up was the Democratic Party kind of gives them whatever they want, and the Republican Party is trying to take things away from them, which is... not true.
and that
it could be farther from the truth.
It's no surprise that he said that because we all kind of feel that's kind of what leadership does up there. But it's unfortunate, isn't it? You know, to have the chairman say something like that, you know, just to everybody that's listening.
Yeah, it's misfortunate that we have to have this conversation about this because what that does is it taints the audience in regards to opening up their eyes to other things.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
you know, as soon as we start closing our minds to different ways of thinking and different ideas, we're only hurting ourselves. And that's one of the biggest things is that when you make a statement like that and people are clapping and you know in an agreeance with you, you know, on how he wants to take back all of Upper Red Lake, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is one of the things that I need to get better on is I need to understand the treaty that they're always talking about. So I'm
sure.
going to do a lot more research in regards to that. And I'm going to look into talking with people up on the reservation about the treaty issue, just so I'm educated on it.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be a real contentious, like,
issue. Point of contention.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
well, it's just good to hear that you want to educate yourself on the issues because there's 1,000 issues.
Oh,
so
yeah. Hey,
good luck with all that. But, you know, you can't know everything going into
no.
it. But I think what our listeners are hearing is you have a desire to do it right. And you're going to look at things from a more conservative viewpoint. You know the Lord. I wanted to get to that, and I apologize. We haven't even mentioned the fact that you're married and you've got 3 daughters, right? And
yes.
How long have you been married?
16. Well, it'd be 16 years in April,
yeah.
actually.
Well,
so.
Praise God. And
yeah.
You were born in southern Minnesota, Princeton, actually, which is incredible.
Actually, I was born in California.
Oh,
I grew up in Princeton.
Your dad is Hispanic.
Yes, my dad is Hispanic.
That's the interesting name, Bedal Duran.
Yes.
I thought you were a pitcher on the Minnesota Twins. But no, you're right here. And your mom was part Native American
yep,
as well.
Native American. Yep.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And here you are. You've been living up here then in law enforcement, you know, for quite a while.
Yep.
And feeling the need to serve. And you do know Jesus, which is important
yes.
as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a lot of where my foundation comes from is.
Yeah.
From his word and
thanks to your grandma for a lot of that
yeah,
too. I
absolutely,
understand.
My grandmother was very, a very religious person, and she was a very big part of my life.
Yeah,
and I got a lot of that through her.
Yeah, Well, people are going to find out more about you, and we'll have you back again, too, because obviously there's a lot of things to get to. But how can people find out more? I know you got a website, social media, yep. Right?
Yep, I'm on Facebook. I do a lot of my stuff on Facebook, so it's just Bidell Duran for representative.
B-I-D-A-L.
Yep.
Okay.
And then D-U-R-E-N. And then duranforhouse.com is our website, so okay. If you want to know a little bit more about me and... you can go on there, but I'm always open to communication as well. So if you want to reach out to me, my phone number is 218-407-5086. I take text messages and phone calls, and I'm willing to listen to what people have to say. And
man of the people. Yeah. And you do have emotions, but
oh yeah,
because God gave us emotions,
100%.
But it's when we let them, actually drive us to all these crazy decisions that just don't make sense and isn't good for the state of Minnesota. No.
When you're blinded by emotions, you're not rationally thinking, properly, and we need to take a step back sometimes. And we all get worked up. We all know those limitations that we have. But for a lot of us, we know those limitations and we can control those. At time. But it's almost like a toddler, right? So one that's throwing a tantrum and you can't get them to quit. That's an emotion that is just driving that. Because they want to do something. They want to feel a certain way, right? So we can't necessarily
can't just let them do it.
We got to control that. We got to teach that. But
bring some logic into it.
Yep, that's kind of where I see a lot of kind of the Democrats on some of the issues is that they're so blinded by their emotions. We just need to take a step back and be able to get them to logically think about things, because we're getting crippled as a state right now because of that emotional thinking.
We sure are. Yeah. So. Bidell Duran, everybody. He is a candidate, and the endorsement convention comes up in April. So far, no one else has filed for District 2A, and again, Matt Grossel isn't going to run again, so there you go. DuranForHouse.com.
Yes.
DuranForHouse.com. Bidell Duran on Facebook.
Yep.
A lot of good stuff there. I've seen that on Facebook. So there you go. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. God bless you. And you're going to need financial support. That's a big part of this, isn't it? I guarantee you that Mr. Olson is going to have money pouring in, because they want to preserve their slim majority in St. Paul and grow it. And, of course, if we lost this seat, that would not be good.
No, so, that would not be good at all.
We need to get out there and support Bidell here. So thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.